This is Dr. Tobey doing up an aspect on occupied patient Christine Dillman. Indicated for she was a chronic screening diarrhea, femtic colon cancer, GERD, and dysphagia. Sedation was given with mechanism, was given anesthesiology, Dr. Nelson, Bishop, blood pressure, performance, cardiac, nephrotic, procedure, biopsy, and colonoscopy, the heart polypectomy, heart pressure polypectomy, colonoscopy, cold biopsy, and spectral opacity, colonoscopy. Pushing factors, time, blood pressure, particularly blood pressure, and keep over cardiopathy, apparent surface, drink, super positive, but we're going to take a double jump. Example, you're doing gastrointestinal, a picture by six small intestinal, roll up, Felix, proton, review the work of a diarrhea, scuba, antibiotic, not patch, also, person, enema, get side by side, refection, surgery, about stuff, a carry gastrointestinal, look around, square shape, but gently pushing, start from a better basket, and side diagnosis. Patient question, tranquilizing, topic, adjustment by, topic, and mid the topic, basket, we're taking about using the esophagitis. Otherwise, I did not see any hiatal hernia or esophagus stricture or esophagitis or any cigar lesion. Patient will turn around KY jelly therapy, cease the better therapy. See my defending colon flat fracture and colon flat fracture basis in our picture. Coming out of some suboptimal fat, multiple irrigation was done to clean the colon out. I did not see evidence on spinotic or a narrow lesion of colon. Yet, small amounts of polyp could not be ruled out. Did not see evidence of any colitis or proctitis. Randomized were taken from the colon and the rectum center separate jar. There were multiple polyps were noted. The first polyp was noted. The polyp was noted as a proximal ascending colon. These are all flat polyps. The proximal ascending colon polyp moved for number one, and one polyp was removed. The hard force of polypectomy. Mid ascending colon polyp was flat polyp again. Removed the hard force of polypectomy. There were two polyps noted as rectus sigmoid junction. Removed the hard force of polypectomy. There were two, another two polyps were noted in the rectum, which had removed the hard force of polypectomy, and the last polyp was known, distal rectum, which is removed by the hard force of polypectomy. Rectal polyp, distal rectum was one polyp, rectus sigmoid polyp was two polyps, and mid-descending polyps were distal rectum polyp was one polyp, then rectum polyp, proximal rectum polyp was two polyps, then rectus sigmoid polyp were two polyps, then mid ascending colon was one polyp, and then proximal ascending colon one polyp. All these polyps removed the hard force of polypectomy successfully. Rectal collection view I saw grade 2, grade 3 internal hemorrhoid and obliging ulcer, push-up complication. Finally, number one, question, tranquilization of esophagus. Biopsy were taken from the esophagus, from the mid esophagus, this was esophagus, east of the esophagitis. Number two, question was short segment biopsy were taken from the diagnosis. Number three, multimodal gastric biopsy were taken from the fire. Number four, gastrointestinal exemption, reduced biopsy were taken as the work of a diarrhea, who are seen in Crohn's disease. Number five, colonoscopy of cecum. six, suboptimal prep. The small tumor subpolyp could not be ruled out. Number eight, no evidence of colitis, proctitis, random cold biopsy were taken from the colon and the rectum sent separate jar to a macroscopic inflammation. Number nine was proximal ascending colon polyps, number one, removed hard force of polypectomy, then polyp, then next is number eight is polyp, and the mid ascending colon, which were polyp removed by the one polyp removed by the hard force polypectomy successfully. Then there was rectus sigmoid polyps, two polyps. They removed by the hard force polypectomy. Then the rectum polyps times two polyps removed the hard force polypectomy. Then there was a distal rectal polyp with the hard force polypectomy. All these polyps removed the hard force polypectomy. And also the last one is going to be the grade 2, grade 3 internal hemorrhoid and obliging recommendation. Away from the esophagus biopsy, twice in the esophagitis. If that comes out negative, patients could contain difficult to swallow. The recommendation is better swallow and solid motility study. Patient may have has the esophagus that could be contributing to her symptoms. Or barium swallow could be done to early Zenker's diverticulum. Number two, away from the esophagus biopsy, it comes out negative, better side, repeat of endoscopy in 3 years. Number two, away from the stomach biopsy, goes for helicobacter pyrogenic to the therapy. Away from the small biopsy, number four, away from the colon polypathology. If all these polypathologies come denied, people have to be 1 year because of optimal prep. Advice patients to have a quarter. There's two self-limits, a series of personal preparation, each and so when have a flare. In the finding, also write down that in the body of the a procedure note that she has left side diverticulosis, and the finding right down the picture and fish on the left side diverticulosis docking picture. And dictation, please send the copy to patient. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Jeffrey Carr, and the copy to Dr. Parvati. The procedure was April 8, 2023. If the biopsy of the colon from negative for microscopic inflammation, located in a CT enterogram as the worker for diary and a stool test and see the stool panel could be done, fecal calprotectin could be done as the worker for diary and rotation. The procedure was April 8, 2023. April 8, 2023. Patient drops. Thank you.